Blog Talk Radio.
Because he's talking about how he likes classy girls.
Really?
I like that. So he don't like us, huh?
Girl, we are classy. Bitch, please. Anyway, it is October 4th, 2012. It's Thursday.
Yay!
And my mind is numb, just so you know.
So am I the only sober one in this room?
No, I am not. I'm not on any kind of... anything. I had an hour and a half long call with this sweet old lady who all she wanted to do was set her homepage and her email, and it took an hour and a half.
Did she tell you her Google was broke too?
Yes, she did. Aww. I'm not kidding. And then she asked me to fix a whole bunch of other stuff in her computer that I knew how to do, but I could not do because I was not allowed.
Siri, can you set my homepage to sluts with big butts?
Oh, no.
Yes.
She loved me. She loved me. It was adorable. Anyway, I'm Snow White.
And we are the seven dwarves.
You're the three dwarves. I'm missing four.
And who you are, but what am I?
You're probably grumpy. And then we also have Corey, who's perky. She's a happy. Corey / Game Matrix is happy. And then we have Ginger, who's a slutty one.
Wait a minute.
I'm not slutty.
You're what?
Drunksy.
Oh, drunksy. She's drunksy. I guess I'm the slutty one. I'm not really
sure.
You're Snow White. You can't be a dwarf and Snow White.
Oh, that's true. I'm Snow White. But I can still be slutty.
Snow White with seven men. How is she not a slut?
You know what? I'm going to need you not to drink. That's what I'm going to need you to do.
And we have Master Blaster up in the hizzle.
I am here.
You are here. I am here.
I am present. And accounted for.
I have to fertilize my wheat, so y'all going to have to deal with that.
Whoa. Too much information.
Hello to our newest, well, I guess we can't say our newest fan. He's an older fan, but hey, or she, I don't know. Hello, Kruger.
Is it Krugor or Kruger?
Krugor.
You're like Krugor. Me, Krugor. Rawr.
Wow.
Why are y'all on crack? I don't understand. Every week.
And hello, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Is that Miss Jay?
I am.
No, that's not Miss Jay. Oh, my God.
My game collection.
I rule this land. Rawr. Okay.
My weed has been fertilized.
I was right. It's a crew.
Jay, it was a joke.
Oh, very nice.
I'll leave Jay.
You know, Corey's working with her wheat or whatever, and I just made zombie Jesus.
Wait a minute. What? Where? Uh-uh. You said zombie.
I'm making zombie Jesus for a t-shirt.
Oh. Why you get me all excited? I was like, where'd you make zombie Jesus? Is that a game? Where can I play it?
No, for a Halloween shirt for the store. Zombie Jesus.
You are out of order, ma'am. Let me just say who is out of order before we begin the show. I would like to say to you, EA, to suck a fat one, you cannot send me, thank you. Did he just really suck me? Suck a fat one because you send me a thing that says I can sign up for beta for SimCity, and then when I go to sign up, I'm sorry, registration is not open for beta. What kind of fucked up...
Right?
Oh, so they teased you. How dare they?
I actually have a bitch about Blizzard again.
Oh, no. What did Blizzard do this time?
Me and Blizzard, I'm telling you, well, it's not really my account. It's a friend of mine account.
Are y'all breaking up, though? Are y'all breaking up? Is it over?
What?
Are you breaking up with Blizzard? Is it over?
You know, no, I'm still playing. I love the game. I love Pandaria. It's very fun. But this is the problem. My friend has this account that another person gave it to him, and he took it over billing, but the account name stayed in her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to pay for it. He tried to transfer a character to a non-PvP server because he got tired of getting ganked while mining. I hate that too. So he tried to transfer, and they locked his character out. You can't do that. And he's trying to figure out why, and they're like, well, the account name doesn't match the billing info. The thing is, he's been paying for this for over 2 years with the same billing info, and they can see that it's been constant every single month, paying, never late, never anything like that. And yet just now, when he paid for himself for a character transfer on the account that he has had with the same billing info for years, they decide to lock it. Really, Blizzard? Really?
Wow. I would be a little bit pissed off.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little bit.
I am not happy with him. They are, and then he showed me the message that he got sent, and it basically was telling him, oh, well, you're going to have to prove that you're the actual person that owns the account, or else we can't do anything. And then just to top it all off, to add a little icing to that cake of what the fuck, they put a cutesy little emote like, okay.
You know what? See, you know what that is? You don't fucking put emotes in a business email. I don't care if you work for a game company. We don't put emotes in our shit. If you think I'm being mean, then I'm just being mean. And if you are, you need clarification, we got a number at the bottom of the email. You call me and say, are you mad? I'll tell you no.
Okay, and then, breaking news on that particular situation, because I'm talking about it right now with someone. They said there's two other people.
You've been hanging around me too long.
I have.
On the end of everything.
You put S's on the end of
everything.
There's two other people in the house that he lives in with the same billing information, same IP address. It's just different account. They all have different account names that don't match the billing match the billing address. Okay.
It's not a sexual game in Pom Pom. They living up in. What's going on in that house?
It's parents and a child. You weirdo.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, I'm just checking because remember we saw that documentary with all the men.
I know. But anyway, so this is like three accounts in the same house, same IP address. You know, same everything. And he was like, look, check these accounts, check these IP addresses. They all match. We're all here. We all have been paying for this for years. I don't see what the problem is. And Blizzard's like, no, we can't do that because you have to make sure you're the right person that's on this account. And what the fuck? Really?
I think there's some cutting that needs to follow. I'm just saying.
Except Blizzard, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can actually IM me at snowwhite@gamergirlsradio.com, and I will break it down for you because that is bullshit.
I'm going to have to cut Blaster, I think, this week, I think.
Probably. I think so, okay. Yeah.
Sure, why?
With this person.
I'm listening to this this diatribe about this, and sounds, I don't know. I mean, I can see from both perspectives, but.
No, I can't. This is ridiculous. I've been with this person in WoW for freaking a year, 2 years, something like that. The same person with the same character, and I can vouch that they are the same person, and they have been paying for this account for I don't know how long, so I don't understand what the fuck your deal is. Your bill's getting paid. He's paying for everything. He's not buying gold. He's not doing anything shady. And yet you're going to lock his account and allow some other fuckers in there who I know are buying gold, who I know are gold farming, who I know are using hacks and cheats, and they're going to get away with it? Dude, you have got some screwed up morals. And if you want to talk about this, you email me, snowwhite@gamergirlsradio.com. And
y'all be in trouble now, man. Do y'all hear that?
You should see, if you had a visual, you need to picture this right here. She's in the front, she's talking, and we're posing in the back, because that's how it rolls. We're going to break out in a dance fight in a minute.
Right, and I'm doing my whole head swivel and finger and everything.
I'm not even hot.
We're going to break out in dance fight, hold on to each other's hands, and slice at each other with the other in the air. Okay, anyway.
Right.
I had a flashback. Okay.
Speaking of, did you hear about that Blizzard has announced they've only sold 2.7 million copies of Mists of Pandaria?
I did, in fact.
10 million user base, a 10 million active user base. Only 2.7 million copies.
All I got to say is I told you so.
Well, it's bumped them back up over 10 million? Whatever. Yeah.
Are they counting the digital sales now?
Yes.
What I'm saying is that they're not all playing Mists of Pandaria. Only like a quarter of them are actually playing the new expansion. The rest are still playing older expansions.
Well, you slap a flipping hat on top of a panda and call it a race. Come on. Who wants to play that?
I do. I'm a monk. She's adorable.
Panda, I have to say this about Blizzard. I've had a lot of bitches about Blizzard and about how they cut corners with all their games and pretty much put out the same game over and over again. And yes, well, you know, Mists of Pandaria is a typical World of Warcraft expansion. However, they put a lot of effort and love into it. If you do the quests and stuff, there is a lot of really cool stuff in there. There's lots of cutscenes they've done and, like, all kinds of real creative ways of integrating Chinese culture into the game. It's really cool.
No, they actually did, and I'm really far into the quest lines in the expansion area. And I will say they did do a wonderful idea with trying to bring in the Chinese culture. They have the dragons, and they have all the religion and everything. It's just really, 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 really beautiful. And even my panda, I love my panda. The way she laughs and the thing she says is just funny to me. I just can't stop laughing when I play her. But I do adore this this particular expansion. I do. I love it.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And I like the new city, too. It's they brought back the hub. So now that city is now, you can teleport to any, whether you're a Horde or Alliance, any major city owned by either of the factions. It's awesome.
So you're not stuck in Orgrimmar anymore because, you know.
Well, Orgrimmar... The only reason why Orgrimmar is even still relevant is because they refuse to put an auction house in any of their cities. I mean, in the major city of the new major city, so that you are forced to go to Orgrimmar still to go to the auction house. But it's really cool is you can get access to any of those cities plus the Outlands from this one room. It's got portals to everything. It's awesome.
So they've still kind of done away with the porting for the mages then?
Yeah, actually, I don't need ports. I can be anywhere I want to be, and I can be in any major orc city.
So you're making me nauseous.
Yeah, that's
like
making me nauseous. The main points for
like
ruling
5 seconds.
A mage.
You are making me nauseous. Everything I hear is MMO light, because I'm telling you, back in the day, your bitch ass had to run, and I liked it.
I know.
I played EverQuest. I did corpse runs. I know you're talking about.
I agree. I agree that WoW is pretty much something that I could click, 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 and win the game. And that's pretty much what I'm doing in Pandaria, because my shaman, an elemental spec, does a stupid amount of damage. Stupid amount of damage.
I love Ascension. That's all I gotta
say.
Right?
I mean, it is ridiculous. I can roll through any quest without a problem. I may have died once, and that was because I got distracted because my cat did something funny, and I happened to be watching her, and I was
back
clicking
there,
the same button.
I knew he was going to say it.
That is the
only reason
I died.
Say pussy, I got to say it. Penis!
Cock. I like cock better. Thank you.
Chicken. That's right. She does like cock. She likes
cock. I do. I love some cock.
I like raw chicken, personally.
Whoa. I don't know where that came from.
I don't think get that reference. I've only been saying it for the last 6 years.
Oh, we got Horus and the Dark One today.
It's a full house, man.
Wow. I'm very excited. Hi, guys.
Hello. Put your hands above the desk. Okay.
My throat actually hurts because I've been talking like for 9 hours. So.
Right there with you. Okay. Next, I'm about to get these girls here really aggravated. Blaster, go ahead and get us some drinks because we're going to sit back and let them.
Oh, I already know what you're starting, man.
I'll be right back.
One all fucking day.
Fuzzy navels all around.
Don't give them anything. That's me and you. We're going to sit back because these two are going to blow up.
I'm going to get a drink.
They're going to explode spontaneously. Okay,
let me explode. Come on.
Okay, so this comes from Blaster's, you know, favorite bro crush, man crush, whatever.
Bromance.
Bromances, yeah, over at Kotaku, our frenemies. A lovely lady by the name of Colleen Lachowitz. I can't say your name, but we don't really care because we're behind you, and not in that dirty way.
We got your back, bitch.
She was running for state senate in Waterville, Maine, and she also plays World of Warcraft. And according to the Republicans, she's not suitable to hold office because she likes to stab and poison things in her free time. And they actually have a website up. They're actually after her. They actually pulled...
Saying some of the most ridiculous bullshit.
So wait a minute. This is my favorite one that they have the audacity to put up. So I'm a level 68 orc rogue girl. That means I stab things a lot. Who would have thought this peace-loving social worker and Democrat would enjoy that?
It's a video game.
I like punching old ladies in the face in a game because I know better.
I want to know how many of them little Republicans run around with a fake farm. I make you a farmer.
Okay. Did you just crack your knuckles? I heard knuckles crack. Let me see.
I actually did, and then I had to cough because I was. All right. Here's the thing. First of all, what the fuck? Okay. It's a video game. All right. Just because I'm sitting in here beating on people in WoW does not mean that I go out and beat on people in real life, because I don't. I'm probably one of the least violent people you'll ever meet. I don't sound like it, but I really am. It takes a lot to make me want to hurt someone. And second of all, I guess this means that every single Republican out there who enjoys even the smallest bit of violence in movies or violence in books or shoots a gun or does anything along that line is also not good to run for anything, because that means you enjoy violence. That means you enjoy hurting people.
Shot somebody in the face. Come on.
See, this is the thing. If you want to start throwing stones, you need to make sure that your glass house ain't got a shit stain on the glass, okay? Because I'm telling you, you do. If you enjoy violence, even in the smallest, minute way, then you are no longer fit to run by your own definition, because all she is doing is playing a fucking video game. So you need to lighten the fuck up, look at your own self, and turn your ass around and go mind your own damn business, okay?
Get him, Snow. Get him. Snow was pissed, by the way.
Okay. I am. I don't like that. I don't want people judging me by what I do. And I'll tell you one thing. Those motherfuckers that I've been working with, they judge me on playing WoW, too. Really? You want to play that shit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I made a new friend at work today. I don't know about you guys, but I was talking about Mr. Pandaria in the lunchroom. All of a sudden, this guy walks up, pulls up a chair. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, but continue. I'm really interested in this. And then like 20 minutes later, I get an email. Hey, it's me from the break room. What server are you on?
From the break room. No.
Me from the break room. What server are you on? Then he wanted like my MSN name, and it get kind of creepy really quickly.
Well, here's the good thing about the people I work with. We're all gamers, but they had to give me the gamer test. They were trying to ask you, well, you know, what are you playing? And I was like, I play this. You know, I started naming off some shit they'd never heard of, and they were like, okay, you're for real. Damn straight, I'm for real.
I love that. So what kind of MMOs have you played? I guess they expect me to say, oh, I play WoW.
The question would be, which one haven't I played? That's what you need to ask me.
Thank you, because I'm busting out with stuff. They're like, what's that?
But they are a nice group. They actually have a League of Legends championship going on between the employees and the supervisors, which I did not participate in. I was like, I don't have time for you bitches. I got stuff to do. I got to play.
More impressive is a Legend of Leagues.
What did you just say? Are you trying?
I'm a DOTA person myself, so.
Oh, my God. They are the biggest douchebags I have ever seen in my entire life.
Have you seen them in person?
I don't need to see them in person. All I need to see is a persona they are projecting on the internet, and that says so much about somebody. If you can be that much of a douchebag on the internet, I don't even want to meet you in real life.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so back to the Liz thing that's going on.
She's on to me, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
She's on to you. Hi. Now, of course, hey, get your hands above the desk.
Do we all have to have our hands above the desk? Can someone? How can we take turns?
If you don't, I want pictures.
Yeah, we should take turns.
Don't start heavy breathing in the microphone. Just don't heavy breathe in the microphone. I'm good.
One hand below the desk and to your right.
It's like a chest clock. One of us has to clock out every time.
So do you all, in you all's opinion, do you think, because we've already kind of, or I've been weighing in on Twitter every now and again all day between, you know, this has been where I've been taking out my frustrations from the crazy people I talk to. Do you think that her playing World of Warcraft affects her job in any way?
Fuck no.
Would it affect
her? Maybe puts her in touch with reality, with what real people think, not just what your rich friends with businesses want. Just saying.
I mean, okay. That's like asking, does going to a movie affect how people work? And it's the same fucking thing. It's the same level of immersion for some people. If you go to a movie and you're watching a movie like Doom, I went and saw Doom in a movie theater, and there was little tiny babies there, and it would piss me off, but that's a different subject going back to the one we're on. I got distracted. Anyway, if you go to a movie like Doom and you get so enthralled in the movie, you're just like so wrapped up in it, it's the same fucking thing. You enjoy this. You enjoy seeing people get turned into monsters, begin blowing stuff up, blood and guts going everywhere. I mean, you enjoy this stuff. It's the same thing. If you read violent books, mystery books, murder books, any kind of these things, or heaven forbid, you read a book with naughty sex in it, it's the same fucking thing. Okay? If by your definition that her playing a video game makes her unfit to run for any office, then you are unfit to run for any office as well. I can guarantee you that every person on there has made some comment, has something in their life that is a vice. Drinking, guns, watching violent movies, reading violent books, anything like that can be considered a vice and can make them unfit to run as well. So they can kiss my gaming ass.
Now, this is one of my favorite comments on Kotaku. Zobra says, I live in the very place she's running for office, and I've never heard of her. But hey, thanks, Republicans. Now I know who to vote for. She seems pretty modern.
Right?
This is the part of the thing that's been going on with our political, you know, thing. We have every, you know, we're just getting ready to vote. Mm-hmm. And this has been why the Republicans are getting their ass kicked. I'm not going to say I agree or disagree with anything you say, but where you're getting your ass kicked is not understanding the audience that you're speaking to now. The audience that you're speaking to are some Twitter-loving, Facebooking, gaming, I'm on Foursquare 24/7 motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot come to them attacking them about something that they love. World of Warcraft? Are you kidding me? Did you really... This was the wrong.
5 million people play, and most of those millions are in the U.S.
Yes, and you picked the wrong game to go after somebody about. Now, they actually have up a website where they're trying to, you know, say how violent Colleen is, and they have a Twitter account they set up for this. Guess how many followers they have on Twitter?
How many?
19. And they've tweeted one tweet. This is this should tell you how little anybody cares that the woman plays World of Warcraft.
You know, I went and looked for her on Twitter today, and I could not find her.
I don't think she has a Twitter account, and
just thinks this is completely stupid.
Well, you know, if she's running for office, I'm probably going to say she may be experiencing something we all experience. You know, you have that gamer shame. She may not be saying anything. That's why I think we all need to let her know, however we can find her. And I'm thinking about tracking her down tomorrow and calling her offices and say, you have a whole community out there ready to back you. Just say the word.
Say the word. We'll be in the background.
I'm just saying, all those Highland wolves she killed, it's not cool. They should have a little shrine to all the Highland wolves. Just have like a bunch of their corpses around. Killing Highland wolves?
I kind of like killing the Murlocs because they make funny noises.
Don't do that.
You're tempting me. I'll break that out. Don't you worry. I got it somewhere in this computer. Got it somewhere in the computer.
That's awesome.
You know what she should do if I was her? I would take a picture of me standing in the middle of the Highland Wolves and say, I'm your politician. This is how badass I am in every world. There you go.
So these Highland Wolves are trying to take your Medicaid.
What the hell?
That's what I would do. I'd play the hell out of that.
She should turn it around on them because it's not
good. Right.
Idiocy. What's wrong with these people?
I know. But see, you can't acknowledge stuff like that. If you acknowledge stuff like that, that gives them power, right?
She should. I think she should acknowledge it.
I wouldn't. If I were her, I would. No.
I think she should. You know, Big Bird got a lot of power today.
What's going on in the back?
There goes the song again.
Why am I hearing music in the background?
That's because that's Snow playing Gundam Scout. Yeah. Colleen, go ahead and get up. I'd make a whole video.
Kingdom style.
Lakowitz style. She should do it. You should do it, girl. We got your back. All right, so.
Fresh style. See,
there you go. Somebody did that already, didn't they? Did somebody already do that? And my favorite comment, my other favorite comment they have on her site, my new avatar has no boobs. So.
What?
This is something that she said. Again, these people are clearly not gamers. They're clearly out of touch with the world that they live in. You don't live in the world anymore where it's 1950 and people are drinking martinis when they come home from work and all the women wear heels. Only I wear heels all the time.
That's
what's the deal with that, Corey? You don't wear heels around me ever. Damn it.
Dude, I was walking through the streets of L.A. You want me to have... I will fucking kill somebody. No, we can't do that. Can't do that. Not in L.A. I love you and everything, but I need some skin on my feet. I need that. Okay. It's time to move along. We got some other stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to – so have you guys seen the new bad guy for the new Assassin's Creed?
Yes. I wanted to talk to Snow about it.
I'm really
– as an educator. I want to talk to her about it.
I posted a picture, by the way, the chat room. If you're not in our chat room, if you're listening to us, you guys should really listen to the live show because we put a lot of cool stuff in the chat room right now. We're talking about red shorts and bootays. So you're missing all that conversation. But I just posted a picture of the new bad guy, the new bad guy for Assassin's Creed. Let's talk about this.
That's hot. I like that.
I do too, actually. To be honest with you, that I actually makes me sympathetic towards the quote unquote bad guy in this.
Yeah, it really does. I like that.
Good follow guy like that.
Okay, now I did not expect that from you because you know what I'm expecting that's going to happen as soon as this is released because you know it's going to blow the fuck up, okay? You're going to have a lot of educators, some of the ones who aren't so cool, that are going to be saying, "Oh, that is misinformation about our great former president. You can't that's just wrong. You're teaching kids the wrong thing."
Well, see, this is the thing. I am able to understand that some things don't need to be critiqued so harshly because they're a game. I mean, if this game was intended to educate kids, then I'd be like, what the fuck? Come on now.
Well, there's a way that you do
it. Since it's not meant to educate kids, I think it's okay.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something interesting. I remember being in school and taking biology, and I was the egghead, the college biology in high school. And our teacher actually used things like this. Like if there was a game that had something in it to do with, you know, what she was teaching, she would say, okay, this is what happened in this game or this movie. Now tell me what's wrong about it because this is obviously not
correct. Yes, that is an awesome way to do it.
So a smart teacher would say, okay, Washington looks like a pimp sitting in that chair that way. Now,
a pimp.
Say it like that, a pimp. And now let's play some of the game and we'll go through.
It's hot out here for a pimp.
I was thinking in my mind.
Just wrong. Just all kinds.
When you're trying to make your money for the rent.
Doesn't he look like he's singing that though? Look at him sitting in the chair.
Nah, he looks like he's singing. It's easy out here for a pimp.
You know what he looks like? He's saying, "Come here, girl, sit on my lap."
I'm just saying, that's a badass George Washington. That's all I got to say.
I'd be like, okay.
Right? Whatever you say, George.
Hey, that's not a scepter, by the way.
George, you want me to sit forward or way facing away?
I will sit over your lap. Bend over. You can just use that scepter on me. Mm.
Wow, that's hot. Keep talking.
Now I'm all horny. Damn it.
Only on the night show.
Shit.
I forgot what the hell I was talking about. Anyway, move on. George looks kind of hot. We need to write to Ubisoft. We need to. You need to draw this a few more different ways. We need him shirtless, wearing nothing but that crown and that cape and the pants.
I like the boots.
And the boots, yes. Please don't take the pants off. Don't take the pants off because women don't like it. Just take the shirt off, leave the cape on, and the boots.
Gotta give him the V, though, because I love that V. What if he's got the
abs under that shirt?
Oh God! But
you don't think about maybe.
I do have to. Now that we all agree, it's an awesome picture. But I do have to say one thing. I don't know how comfortable I am with this whole I don't know where the story's going. No, I'm talking about the storyline and all this. But like you know, George Washington. I mean, I know like the dude's been dead for what 200 something years, but. I don't know. I kind of got this old world respect for him, you know, and I feel like this is a little bit disrespectful.
I will cut.
Am I weird in that? I don't know.
Why is it disrespectful?
No. I mean, it's him being the bad guy, not this picture. This picture's awesome. I said him being the bad guy.
Okay, hold on. Back
it up. Really
beep, 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 beep. Okay. Where is Assassin's Creed actually based, the game?
This time,
it's been in Europe. It's you in the U.S. this time.
Okay, so it's been in Europe, and now it's in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
So in Europe, George Washington may not have been a good guy. You have to look at it from different perspectives.
Yes, especially from my ancestors' perspective.
That's true. That's true.
If they never invent time travel, it's going to be a lot of bitches in trouble if they send me back.
That's a very true statement. But this is kind of propaganda. Now, maybe this is a propaganda poster.
Well, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like this is sort of also selling that idea, right? That he is a bad guy. Like he really is a bad
that,
guy.
Well, this supposedly is a bit of truth mixed in with Unreal. Wasn't that you this morning that was saying that, Ginger? That at one point they did offer to make him.
Yes.
Yeah, and he turned it down.
Yeah, they offered to make him either king or emperor, and he was like, no, no.
But suppose he had done it, and that's where this idea comes from.
Yeah, that's possible, and that's possible. That's
and
possible.
The fucking writing right there, that's what that is.
And that's fine. I said, I don't know the context yet of it. I said my first reaction to it was, come on, guys, really? George Washington, really?
Well, you have to think about where the game is based, what the viewpoint.
Just like showing,
You have to think about what the viewpoint is of the main character, of the protagonist. I mean, what would their viewpoint be of this person? Because you're going to be playing from that viewpoint.
And that's from a Native American is the protagonist in this story.
So, George Washington would obviously be.
I'm just saying, it's like making Mother Teresa, like having like a picture of Mother Teresa surrounded by a bunch of hoes, and she's like wearing like a garter belt or something like that, and she's got a whip out.
Speaking of which, the Hitman trailer, we're going to come back. We're going to circle back to this. But the Hitman Absolution trailer is banned in the UK. Is it Europe? Because of the very thing you just said.
Too violent.
There's a bunch of women that are dressed as nuns. Women dressed as nuns who came after Hitman. But, of course, while they're walking, they start stripping off their habits and their dresses. I think it's the coolest fucking trailer ever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like Mother Teresa, like putting her in like a picture like that, right? Of like where she's like the super bad guy trying to make her out to be the super bad guy. I mean, it's like it borders on almost the laughable, right?
It does in for Mother Teresa, because Mother Teresa didn't do violence. George Washington was a fucking general.
Of course. No, I'm just saying.
Okay,
it's just
so you're seriously comparing two people that have nothing in common.
No, but taking the one thing that he's known for, which is like turning down that, because he was basically, they came to him, they're like, we want to give you all the power that any person could ever want.
I hate to tell you, but that's not the one thing he's known for, because I didn't know that.
I totally knew that. I knew that.
And
about
I did
him.
Not have sex with that woman. Wait, wrong
you,
president.
You're
wrong.
Totally you're totally using somebody who's nonviolent, who's peaceful, who has always advocated peace, and who's a freaking nun. And comparing her to a soldier.
No, you're getting the message wrong.
No, I'm not getting the message mixed up at all. What you're trying to tell me is that it's like taking another icon and twisting it for the one thing that they stood for. I understand that. But you have to also think about George Washington was not some innocent, spotless man.
Yeah, you're taking the analogy too far. I'm just saying what you said before, the previous thing. That's all I'm saying. It's like taking the one thing that they're known for and twisting that and totally completely around.
But you have to. I mean, you keep in mind. Have you ever played any of the Assassin's Creed series?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know how they take the Templars and they twist around some of what they do. I mean, I'm sure they were bad.
The Templars were a lot less purely motivated, right?
And so you have the Templars, you have whoever else they've thrown in over the time period that we play.
The Pope stuff.
Yeah, so they take liberties with the storylines, but as Horace said, it's almost like they're doing an alternate universe. This is what would happen if people were.
Yeah, that's fine. I said I don't know the context yet, so I'm withholding judgment on it.
Well, this is the judgment that I have. I am very excited because this is only the second time that I will get to play as a Native American character in a game. One. Two, I'm very excited that I'm going to cut the shit out of George Washington for my peoples. I have not forgotten the battle that wounded me, damn it.
right, because that totally happened to you, Corey. Totally affected you.
Happened to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- I spit on the
turkey. You know, now you said turkey, now I'm hungry, thanks.
I am hungry. I don't think I've eaten today.
But you know what?
I haven't.
You always have to keep this in mind as well. There's been a lot. There's a lot of that going around. Okay, so we have Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, but see that.
I want to see that.
But see, that's funny because that's like completely that's like funny in an absurd way, right?
Well, no, it's the same thing. They took something out of I don't know the whole story. I don't want to completely lie, but there was something that happened during Abe Lincoln's time where somebody took it, this one small detail, and they spun it off into
the Civil War was fought not by the South trying to gain their independence, but it was fought by a bunch of vampires who wanted to have their own state.
Yeah. But it was something that happened that said it could be feasible that this may have happened. Let's work it with a story. But it's just a story. That's what's going to make
it. But the difference is if Abe Lincoln was a vampire. That's like the difference.
Hey, what's that? Nicolas Cage is a vampire. So why
Sorry. Nicolas Cage is not a vampire. He's just fucking scary.
No, because you haven't seen that picture. They had that up on the
internet. They proved it. He's a vampire.
They had a picture of somebody that looks just like him, and I was comparing nose and face, and it is his face. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but it is him. Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. That is creepy as fuck. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
He's going to show up outside my house.
All right, so moving on. I guess I can jump in this time.
What you got?
You porn. All the porn you ever wanted going to be available now on the Xbox.
Oh, yes. Oh,
hasn't it already been available?
No,
because you couldn't access the internet, actually. There wasn't a browser on the Xbox. Apparently, you could have already gotten porn on the Wii, which is just all sorts of wrong.
And the PS3.
And the PS3.
A long time, yeah.
The new porn is actually advertising that they're going to be on Xbox Live soon. So what do you think? Should there be porn? And, oh, my God, what are we going to do about the pop-ups?
Yeah, we were talking about the antivirus. What about antivirus, Microsoft? Are we going to get Microsoft Essentials or something from Xbox? How are you going to keep me from getting viruses on my Xbox?
No.
Stop. Don't go to porn.
Well, you know, but the point is, what if you accidentally click something?
Porn just needs to be gone to.
It depends on the type of porn. I mean, I like me some porn, but I'm picky.
But point being is, how are we going to defend against the viruses that are inevitably going to come? That is my problem. I want to look at my porn and not have shit popping up at the wrong time.
I don't want to see shit popping up in porn anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. Kinect porn. You know what's going to happen. You know what? Let me tell you what I find. That's an interesting thing. That's the thing I find amazing about this. You remember when the guys were coming out with the game for Kinect, and it was going to be a game where it's kind of a adult game,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you could.
Yeah.
Why would they not allow that, but then turn around and say, okay, you porn, here, go ahead and put an app on App Store, because they're actually putting an app up. This
what?
Is, yeah.
That's weird. I'm surprised by that.
That's right. Weird.
Microsoft?
Are you sure? Because I thought that violates the terms of service agreement.
Not,
that,
hey, you know that they say subject to change without notice, and basically saying we don't have to tell you shit. We decide we're going to make money. Then you will click again to accept these new terms, and that'll be that. Unless
that
you don't want to.
So
wait, you know how they do. You know how they do. If you don't accept these terms, we're not going to let you get on the Xbox. Y'all know how they do. Got to download this update. You got to accept these new terms, or you're not going to get back in your Xbox account. How about that?
That just seems so wrong.
We're going to have pop-up blockers on your Xbox now. Some parents, you're going to have to learn some parental controls, people.
Wait, you actually going to have to parent your kids?
You got to parent your kids.
I thought that's what the Xbox is for. Apparently not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now the Xbox is like that babysitter that comes over and you're like, I'm not sure you need to be watching my kid.
You mean the one that puts them in the bathtub and pours whipped cream on them and says, I'll be right back. Play.
Yes.
Have a good time.
That one.
I will be right back, baby. I know you only won, but go ahead. Play in the bubbles and the whipped cream. I'll be right back. Anybody else out there have an opinion on the Xbox? Y'all got quiet. It's like, I don't want to touch that one. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
You know, I always have an opinion. Do you really want me to voice it?
Of course. Hello, this is the place to do it.
Okay, here's the thing.
Wait, pay you.
You ain't got to pay me for my opinion. It just comes out naturally.
I love my snow.
Jay finally got what I said. It took a while. Anyway, honestly, it's a way to get on the internet, and of course you're going to want porn on it. The only problem I have is gaming consoles are geared more towards children. I hate to tell you, but they are. When kids think of gaming, they don't think of getting on your computer and playing games. They think of going to an Xbox, a PlayStation, a Wii, whatever. They think of going to those for gaming. So now that you're allowing porn on these gaming consoles, which kids are more drawn to than actual computers, then I honestly think it's a lame idea. I really, really do. I don't think it needs to be on there at all. But that's just my opinion.
I agree, because as of late, you notice they've been pushing a lot more children's games onto Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Kinectimals and the Kinect Sesame Street and what happens when a little kid, you know, an innocent parent, a parent who really is, you know, I've made sure I put my controls into place, but it just so happens this kid does just the right gesture to open up the internet, bam, porn all up in the four-year-old's face. That
yep.
They weren't even trying to see, you know,
wow.
they were trying to play with Big Bird or
are you trying to say no kids kids don't play the PS3 at all? Because it's been like that for a long time, the PS3.
You know what? No, I don't see many parents that put their kids on PS3 unless they're playing Little Big Planet, but...
No, I have seen kids with PS3.
I don't see many. I don't see them. They don't usually come across as the, you know, the kid console. Of course, the Wii is the top of that heap, and then the Xbox is, you know, they've tried to put their foot in the door of, you know...
My nephew comes over all the time. He wants to play. He wants to play Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit all the time.
The thing is, like I said, gaming consoles are for kids. They really are. Kids are more geared towards wanting those. So why are you putting adult content on a gaming console where, like Corey said, if there's a little kid booting up like the Wii or whatever, wanting to get on and play a cute little game. And all of a sudden, there's like a big erect cock in her face. I mean,
well, see, there's a difference.
There's speaking from personal pain, Snow.
I like it when there's a big erect cock in my face, but kids don't.
Well, see, no, there's a difference between them and the Wii. The difference between them and the Wii is the Wii has their internet on a channel. The kid would actually have to go there and open it and try to go to the website. As you all know that have Xbox Kinect, you might just be talking in the room and be like. Be like, Billy, bring me that Coke, and then cock pops up on you.
Like, hey, what the hey?
Billy, cover your eyes. Oh my God. So no, I don't know how they're gonna do this, but they're gonna have to. Bless you.
Bless you. Oh, hi, little
sneezes are so cute. Ugh. Sorry.
So yeah. I'm not sure how they're gonna do this. I'm not sure how they're gonna police this or keep it safe, or and you they're gonna have to let parents know, you know, this now has internet access. How are you gonna block it? I'm worried about this virus business.
There's
parental controls on the PS3. I'm pretty sure
they're gonna matter. Someone's gonna find a way around parental controls.
But PS3 is the same thing, kind of like the Wii. You actually have to physically go to it. You know, you're I don't know about PlayStation Move, and if it had, does it have voice activated controls?
I don't know about it.
Yeah,
I don't play it, so I don't know. Probably.
Jay just said he doesn't know how I ever survived a lunch show. Neither do I, Jay. Neither do I. I barely made it sometimes. I have to be like, censor myself.
Now, Dark is saying Radio Shack is suing a woman for them selling her two phones full of porn. See, that's another one. We had one. The same thing happened with a Nintendo 3DS. Some of this stuff, it's great that it has internet on it, and you know, we have all this great technology, but they're not being responsible in making sure that
they sued her. Why didn't they just distribute the pictures among all the staff there? I mean, I don't know why they sued.
No. The woman is suing Radio Shack, not them suing.
Oh, I was about to say. I thought they were suing her. That would have been kind of weird.
Did Blaster just snort?
I didn't snort.
Oh my God! No, that's no.
Just saying. I didn't understand. I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
Just wrong.
No, I'm cracking up at chat. I'm sorry. I have to stop reading chat now.
All right, so hold on. Let me get this straight. She took her phone to Radio Shack to be worked on?
No, she bought two phones from Radio Shack.
Okay.
For her and her child.
Uh huh.
This is what Joe's saying. And then they got home and found out both of them were full of porn.
Oh.
That it was taken at Radio Shack?
I don't know where they came from, but it was in there. And Krugor is quoting Fight Club. splicing single frames of porn into children's films. Yes, yeah, I'm a Fight Club fanatic.
Yeah.
I remember that, too. Wow, that was beautiful. Oh, anyway.
It was a hot movie, too. God. Whoo. I don't know I'm a light Brad Pitt, but... And that movie be all over that.
Yes, he was. He was. Mm. Oh God, it's hot. How we get on the subject?
I don't know.
Damn it!
I blame you.
We don't need to be, you know, derailed. I mean, are people doing?
Yes, you guys are derailed already enough.
Ooh, shiny!
What happened? Where is it?
I saw
on your
something.
Farm.
Oh no, it's on my phone. I'm playing this Bejeweled thing.
Are you playing? Oh, God.
I'm not playing on your farm.
Are you on my farm?
No.
Come on.
Get off my farm.
No, will you tell her that Farmville 2 is the shit?
I'm not going to play Farmville 2. Not happening. No.
I didn't like it.
I enjoy having my soul.
I'm loved it.
I like
the new crafting and all that stuff. I
opened it up. I saw how animated that thing was, and I was like, no, I will be sucked in, and y'all will never see me again. No.
I tried to play it. I honestly put in a good effort. I went back a couple times, and I was like, this is kind of boring. So I just haven't been back.
I like the
Facebook fun. Game that was boring?
No.
Shock and awe.
Why?
You love us.
I do love you, but I'm still asking why. Okay, let me ask Blaster, how do you feel about Cliffy B leaving Epic?
He's been there for 20 years, right? At Epic, if I remember correctly, from the article that I read. Yeah, he's been there for a long time. I don't know, actually, to be honest with you. I kind of got tired of Epic Games, like as far as the game. Well, their games, actually, I should say, not the company Epic Games.
What?
I'm tired of their games.
You didn't like Gears of War 3?
I haven't even thought about playing it. I played Gears of War 2, and I thought it was fun, but I don't know. That kind of game's, I don't know. It's 1999 for me. I don't know. I mean, Epic's, Unreal, there hasn't really been anything good that's come out. Last Unreal Tournament was kind of...
I don't even remember the last one. When was
it? It was Unreal Tournament 3. Wasn't that the last one?
I don't even remember. I remember I played one, and I played for like 2 minutes.
Epic has done – so the Unreal Engine is in a lot of games that we play, right? So there's definitely a giant impact that Epic has had on the industry, right? Not just their games, but their tool set, right?
Yeah.
But Cliffy B, I don't think has anything to do with that. Cliffy B is like – he's a face man, right? He's the guy you go up and you want to get like an elevator quote from him or something like that. Not elevator quote. What's the word I'm looking for? You want to get a quick quote from him, or you want to get like a quick little story about something that was funny and amusing so you can put it in your video game magazine or whatever, right? Cliffy B, I don't think, has much to do with the day-to-day operations of Epic. He's so high up the chain that I don't think he has anything to do with the games that you and I play, right? He's just the guy that shows up to E3 and says, yeah, we've been working on, Gears of War 3 is coming out. Aren't you guys excited? I mean, he's like, what's his face? From Sony.
Kevin. But that you
like? Yeah, he's a Kevin Butler. He's the Kevin Butler of Epic. I'm sorry, Cliffy B, but you know, that's just my thought. I mean, you're the Kevin Butler.
I just want to sit on his face. That's all. Okay.
I'm really close to their office.
Very, very pretty face.
I'm really close to their office. Wish I worked there, but I don't.
You don't want to be saying that after you say stuff about him. You're gonna get a knock
Cliffy,
at the door.
Cliffy B don't work there no more.
No, he's taking a break. That don't mean he ain't gonna come by your house, knock on the door.
That's right. That's fine. He can bring his Porsche over here.
Heard
knock on my door.
Smack about me, dude.
That's fine. He's super short. That's fine.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being super short.
Got to have that height has to go.
I don't know. Have you seen? Have
I
you seen my?
You with the super short.
I'm just saying.
Everybody's super short. Next to you, Jolly Giant.
I ain't scared.
Everybody's short next to you.
If he's short enough where he can just punch out straight and kick you and punch you in the nads, you better be afraid.
You know, that's usually my line. I may be short, but I'm tall enough to punch you in the balls.
I'll be prepared. Work up. Everywhere you go.
What is this show that keeps going back? What is it about the show that keeps going back to penis and balls? What is
I wonder why, Corey. That's really weird. You've got a whole bunch of horny girls on your show. That's really odd. How that works.
I happen to like cocks.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Corny, but yeah, that's kind of a given, isn't it?
I usually am, yes.
How about you guys tell me when you're not horny? Then I'll be surprised.
That's like maybe once a month for me.
Shock and awe.
Jesus, I done raised them wrong.
Every other day,
they asked
like,
me about that earlier, and I was kind of like, not horny? Wait a minute, what's this?
Right? What do you mean not horny? What is the definition of that? I don't even know.
God.
That means keeping your hands above the desk.
I don't need to use my hands.
No, something
go
beneath the desk.
I'm so glad you didn't catch that.
I didn't hear what you said, and I'm going to ignore it. Okay. So before we have to go, I have to talk about somebody who, y'all know, I love introversion software. And this week, they did something that we said somebody was going to do, which was completely circumvented Kickstarter and put up their own page.
About time. People need
and,
to see
that. And made off of the deal, again, they don't have to share any of this money with Kickstarter, 100 and $10,000 in 2 days.
God damn.
Yeah, off of their own page, off of their new game, which is called Prison Architect. It's in alpha stage, so they basically did exactly what Kickstarter did, but again, they don't have to share anything. Not a single solitary dime, not with Amazon, not with Kickstarter, because you have to go through these people. If you go over to their page, Prison-Architect, wow, and they even they have the whole thing laid out for something. I guess the top tier package was $1,000. If you donated that, they sold five. They were sold out already. Five.
Damn.
And the next one down is Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture. I like the names that came up with this. It's $500 for that, and I don't know how many they've gotten, but you know, yeah, they've been doing absolutely excellent. Their lowest amount of money they're taking is $30. And that for that, you get alpha access to the PC and the Mac version, and you get a pre-order of the finished game on the Mac, PC, and Linux. Yeah. So I think this is brilliant, a brilliant strategy. And they have about 1.9 thousand people liking them on Facebook. This is just – and Introversion is not a big company, by the way. They're not very well-known. They've only made a couple of really well-known games. So for them to do this, I thought was amazing. That, and I absolutely love them, as I tell them all the time. I love them in a deeply perverse – I would put syrup on them.
Is it in a carnal fashion?
Oh, man. They better pray I never see them. Just all rubbing up against people. Just, hi. You work for Introversion?
Wow.
Ma'am, you got your boobs on me. I know.
It's okay.
Ma'am,
oh, sorry.
You have your boobs on me?
I just took a deep breath. They just kind of go out there.
Wow. Ma'am, I'm going to remember that one. Ma'am, you have your boobs on me.
Corey would have to turn around and be like,
and now my booty's on you.
Ma'am, you have your ass on me.
Wow. I love you guys so hard. Y'all are awesome. Y'all have no idea. Honey,
wow.
Hey,
Drunkie?
Uh-huh. I listened to it. Come on. What do you want? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I'm horny. You're drunky. What's Corey? Bitchy?
Yeah, probably.
Sure, why not?
Jay's like, whose boobs are wearing out? My boobs would be on the guys from Introversion. Just all slow while I'm talking. So tell me about this game.
Wow.
Much money.
Then you got to be all like squirming against him, all slow
oh,
and
yes,
subtle.
Yes. See, you. You're right.
I know. I've done that before. What are you talking about?
This is why I love these girls so much.
Right here. You know what I'm talking about?
For a band from several trade shows, too. Thank you, Corey.
Hey! Just because you decided to grope up on people, it turns out they were not
really?
Oh, wait. Was this groped up on women who weren't actually women? Wait, what?
That never actually happened. You know what? I tell you what, when Corey doesn't take her medicine, she kind of thinks weird thoughts. Just an FYI.
Corey thinks weird thoughts when she does take her medicine.
Mm-hmm, all the time, all day, every day.
The voices told her to say that.
You hear the voices too?
They're telling me to kill you.
Hey, shh.
What?
No, shit.
I'm ready for nap time, Mr. B.
Oh, no. Did you just pull that from Bioshock? Really?
I did. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were afraid of Bioshock.
I played a little bit of it and it freaked me out. I think the people crawling on the ceiling is what got me. And then the woman with the cradle, and she's like talking to the...
No, she gets me because she's around the corner.
Oh, that creeps
around the corner, I don't like people facing the wall. If they put that in the game, I'm going to stop playing. I will drop a controller and walk away.
Drop his controller.
I will, and that scares me. If I ever see that in a game, and I know they're going to put it in one of these zombie games. Actually, we were playing Left 4 Dead the other night. There was a zombie standing facing the wall, and I started, hey, why is he doing that?
So next time we see Corey, we should all, like, right before she comes in the room, we should all face the corners. We should all face the corners.
I will leave the room. I will not talk to any of you. And I would advise you not to follow me at that point. I will not show her out.
That's right. She's not responsible for anything you might step in.
Hey, a lady, I think I had to be about 13, at a haunted house found that out the hard way. I knocked the hand out of that woman. I did. I told her not to touch me. I was already scared. She was doing the same thing. She was standing by the wall, and she turned around, and I said, hey, don't touch me. And then she kept coming towards me. She stuck out her hand. She touched my shoulder. Boom! Right in the stomach. Right in the baby.
See? And that's why you don't touch people.
That's why you don't touch people. And then I pushed her to the ground and ran out. I do not pay. You don't face the wall. I'm telling y'all now. Y'all do that, you better let me go.
She's spicy.
Call me later. Call me on the cell phone and be like, we stopped. Come on back.
I'm going to start sending you pictures of people facing the wall.
Pictures don't have the same effect. It has to be moving. Has to be moving. I'm just going to stab you in the leg flat out anyway. So
that's about all you can reach on him.
Exactly. That's why I'm going to stab him in the leg. Right?
Ooh, sorry.
You know what?
What? I haven't done it in a while.
We have to establish a safe word first, though.
There's no safe word when you facing the wall when I come in a room. There's no safe word for you.
Safe word is onomatopoeia supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The safe word is switchblade. That's the safe word.
The safe word is Corey, join us.
Oh, see, that didn't scare me. You would mess it up. You can't speak. You can't speak. All right, how many of you are hooked on Guild Wars since we got 5 minutes? Either of you, any of you been playing?
No.
Not yet. I wish I were, and you know I'm being harassed like, whoa.
Yes,
but,
and I both are being harassed. That's not
good. Like, whoa.
You see, I'm making face when I say that. I don't want to play Guild Wars.
I don't really want to play it either. I played the first one.
Sorry.
You said what?
I played the...
First one, she said. She played the first one.
I played the first one, and it was okay. It just didn't really keep my attention for long. I mean, I like the fact that it's not a subscription-based game. You pay once and you're good. But seriously, I don't really think I have the energy to start up with Guild Wars 2.
I was not a fan of it in the first place.
Okay.
I want to play. It's so pretty, and I've watched so many videos, and it looks so gorgeous. And it looks like fun, because I remember playing Dark Age of Camelot, and the relic raids, and the dungeon sieges, the castle sieges. And it looks like Guild Wars 2 has that. And I miss that. And I miss the 3 versus 3. So the world versus world versus world looks like so much fun. And I want to play it. So somebody please send me the game.
Yeah.
She misses the threesomes.
Yeah, I do.
Threesomes are complicated.
No.
Yeah, they are.
You're doing it wrong if it's complicated.
It's fucking complicated.
No.
I don't do threesomes. I'm the only star on this show.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Please.
Mm-mm. Like, I had to cross my legs for that. Mm-hmm. Just a fucking point. Why are we talking about the tick in the room?
I don't know, but that music means it's time to go.
No. I got the music tonight.
No, I'm playing this.
I'll play some special.
No.
It's for you later. Oh, come on.
No.
You know they're stuck on that song.
My God.
Ginger made me put that on the board, by the way. I'm going to take it off tomorrow.
No, do it. Anyway, that music means it's time to go. You can tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Tuesday, but that was hard to say. Tune in on Tuesday, and then you can catch Pixanista, where we are your favorite bitchy pixel fashionistas, and boy, are we bitchy.
Yes, but it's so awesome.
We are so catty.
That music means it's time to get some taste.
Team Lackawin!
Okay, no, you cannot talk, because you play some of the shittiest music I ever heard. Anyway.
Hey. Team Lackawin!
Team Lackawin! All right. Support our fellow gamer who is being shit on in politics, who really doesn't need to be, because she's awesome. Favorite us if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Thank you, Drunksy. You're the only one listening.
And we love you.
묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 너는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사정이 올통벌통한
You know what? I don't care what anybody says. I love that song. I'm so with you. I'm over here bouncing and dancing.
Me too.
And that song
I'm dancing.
Is the best.
Woo!